he's gonna.
Were you not ready?
I was not prepared, but I'm ready now. Metronome's still on.
Well, I assumed that you were going to lead the conversation because you referenced date night, and as a married parent, I'm not quite familiar with that concept.
More okay, yeah.
Is it where you go out at night and eat dates from a tree?
No,
dates are disgusting. Have you ever had a date? They're not very good.
Aren't they like prunes, kind of? No.
Well, they're weird. It's a strange fruit. It's more like a plum. I guess a prune is a dried
raisin. Plum. So, yeah. Oh, no. Anyways, I'm talking more about date night, where you set up some time, you know, for like your significant other to just set up some time for you guys to just
take naps.
No, I mean like...
And take naps and eat fruit.
Enjoy the city.
Do you have to eat a date?
A restaurant.
A date restaurant?
A bar. You went out for your birthday.
I did. That was fun. I do that annually. Oh, so you're talking about birthdays.
Sure, whatever. Anyway, so you go out with your significant other.
For your birthday.
You order a Lyft or a ride share.
Yes, because you're going to be drunk. Venue. Because it's your birthday, so you got to be drunk.
And the ride share shows up in a rickshaw.
A human wheelbarrow?
Yes. Now, before we dive into this, go ahead and introduce yourself, because you are a rideshare guy yourself.
I am. I'm Will. This is Head Above Hypocrisy, I think. I'm only not sure because I don't even know I guess you could build a rickshaw. You really just need like three pieces of wood. And one tire. So.
Right.
I was like, where did you even get a rickshaw from?
Right.
I've only seen them in old kung fu movies.
That's all I've seen them in also.
I'm Will. And I guess, but not as a fellow Lyft driver, do I have questions though? Because you got like, I bought a brand new car and still had to take it to a mechanic and get the thing approved. So did he take the rickshaw to like a blacksmith or like a craftsman or like an upholsterer? Does the DMV take care of that? Does it have tags? Is it street legal? Do you have rickshaw insurance? What happens if you run into somebody? I mean, damage. Probably because you have health insurance, you got rickshaw insurance, right? They just assume you build another one. I don't know. I got a lot of questions.
Okay,
I also would not accept the ride because in the app, you can see the vehicle you're going to be picked up in, right? Like they made too many horror films of people picking up people in these killer cars. You get in the car, it locks and the unlock thing turns into a nail. Now you can't anyway. So there's a picture and there's a license plate when you get picked up, right? Like you ask for the car you want me to go order a Lyft? I don't understand.
This is, as you stated, your show Head Above Hypocrisy. Why don't we drop your intro and we can fine tune all that stuff?
I don't understand. Do you want, you know what? I'm going to go get my phone so I can show you how the Lyft app works.
Okay.
I don't think that it's translating.
I don't think it is.
Because you open the app, you order a car and you can see the car.
Mm-hmm.
So if a man holding a wheelbarrow came up when I tried to order a car, I'm going to just hit next or assume that I'm so drunk I need to stay where I'm at until I know how to operate the Lyft app properly. Let me go get my phone and we can introduce ourselves to Lyft. I did confirm that you cannot select rickshaw.
No, you can't.
In the Lyft
looking
app.
For that option.
You can rent a scooter.
Okay, and a bike, right?
Yes.
Okay,
but not a rickshaw.
Not a rickshaw.
They won't even let you order the wood to build one.
Ah,
but you can take a ride to Home Depot though and get the materials necessary to make yourself a rickshaw.
Are you calling shenanigans on this woman's story?
I'm just saying, if they were celebrating and there was drinking taking place. It is possible to misremember things when one has, consumed libations.
Well, I hope she didn't consume any. I mean, if she
she wasn't driving, she was sitting in the back of a wheelbarrow.
Well, she was pregnant.
And she still got in the wheelbarrow?
Well, yeah, right? That's another thing I was thinking about. Like, you pregnant and you getting... So, she's coming from the club with her significant other.
So confused. She's pregnant at the club and then got in a wheelbarrow, sober.
Well, I mean...
Sounds like a very drunken story for a pregnant person.
One of the comments she said, surprise nobody asked me why I'm coming from the club and I'm pregnant. Good job minding y'all business.
I asked.
You did ask.
I would like to know.
I would like to know also. I don't think this really happened. It happened. Obviously, she got picked up in a rickshaw.
You don't think she's pregnant? Do you need to hit up Maury?
No, it shows off. I do think that she's pregnant.
Who's doing the pregnancy tests then? Or the DNA test, I'm sorry.
Love and Hip Hop. But what I believe
They already took those tests. All of them failed.
What I believe is that some random person picked her up or picked them up on a rickshaw. She also said it took them an hour to get to their destination.
Were all three of them confused as to where they were going?
It's a rickshaw. You can only go, 5 miles per hour? I think that's the fastest a human can continuously run.
Even downhill? What if it was all downhill?
I don't know if
it was. And he just run, like, he'd pick up a running start and you hop in the back with him?
Well, according to the video, it wasn't downhill. He was, like, this dude was, like, for real just.
You know how strong you gotta be to pull a pregnant lady? Because that's technically two people.
Right.
And then she had the dude. So how's her dude three. Just.
I wouldn't be cool with the situation.
Oh, I'm not getting in the rickshaw.
I'm not getting in the rickshaw.
You can get in the rickshaw if you
she
want.
She can definitely get in the rickshaw, I'm not getting in the rickshaw.
Well, first, I'm calling customer support and try to figure out what the hell is going on. You got people out here with rickshaws and wheelbarrows trying to pick people up.
It took me
almost a whole month to get a brand new car registered on the platform.
Oh, obviously, you have different issues.
And this man can just run around.
In a rickshaw.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you're not feeling that?
I don't even think it's a real rickshaw. I think he's just using a wheelbarrow incorrectly.
I think looking at it, it definitely looks like a wheelbarrow with some padding over it. But, yeah, no.
I mean, you can't go to the rickshaw shop and, you know.
Oh, my God.
Go to Keys on Van Nuys.
Bakersfield, California? Now I don't believe it even more. Or maybe it's possible. We're always trying to save on
I mean, if it was good. I don't believe Bakersfield exists except for the fact that I drove through it.
to get to Vegas?
I think I might have been lost or something. I don't remember why I drove. I was a kid. I was with my family. But at any rate, like, if it were going to happen somewhere, it would happen in a nowhere place like Bakersfield. I could believe that something like that. Because what else are you going to do there? And they probably don't have dealerships because why would, like, you know, people that live in Bakersfield probably don't drive cars. So they just got bicycles and rickshaws, I guess. I don't know. But I know that it's not going to happen in Los Angeles because, you could try it and then you get hit by a car. Right. So it just wouldn't last. The story would have been totally different.
Another thing, and Lyft did come out and said that based in California, it must be a car, 4 doors, and it must have 5 to 8 seats.
Right, yeah, and you got to take it to Pep Boys, and they got to make sure that it runs. And even the mechanic just looked at me like, dude, you got this car yesterday. I know, call Lyft and tell them. I told them it was new. They told me to come talk to you. I don't want to be here either. It smells like motor oil.
Well, how do you pay? What do you even charge? What does the person charge for that?
Per step, I guess.
For rickshawing you home.
You got to wear a Fitbit. And they're just like, all right, well, that was 12,000 steps, so that would be $12. I don't
Because, like, some of the comments are saying, some of the things they're saying is, like, even though it wasn't probably a Lyft, a ride share, they literally did still get a ride home in a rickshaw and without a covering on that. So that's, but like,
it sounds like mistakes were made all around.
I'm saying, like,
nobody made a good decision in this scenario.
Like, I'd have refused it. Like, I'm sorry.
I mean, I might have gotten it if I was drunk and not pregnant.
Nah.
Horse and carriage. How do you know? Maybe. You're drunk, man.
A horse and carriage? Yeah, let's do that. Let's do, not together, of course, but like, I would do a horse and carriage. I would do.
So you're down for Cinderella, but you're not down for a rickshaw?
I'd hang on to the motorbike people.
You can't even talk to a horse.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I ain't got to talk to the horse. Who's going to talk to the horse? I ain't got to talk to nobody. I'm drunk.
Right, but the horse is in control of where you're going. At least the rickshaw, there's a human that you can reason with.
That is right. The steering the horses is in charge, I hope. I like the trains.
I don't believe that they're in charge. I believe that they think that they're in charge. If the horse, you know what? Set a firecracker off. See how much in charge they are. I get, hey man, that's just a firecracker as you're barreling down. I guarantee you. Try and talk some reason to the horses.
I've recently ordered food.
I bet you a firecracker go off in a rickshaw. You'd be like, hey man, it's cool. It's just an M80. You'd be like, oh, okay, it's cool, bro. And just keep running.
So my thing is, this is a California thing. Because I ordered food and the and person
they brought it in a rickshaw?
No, but
they were walked up with a wagon, a big red wagon. Squeak, squeak, squeak.
That would have been sad. No, they were going to deliver my food via bike. And they were at least...
Oh, was it at least electric?
I have no idea.
A motorbike?
I think it was one of those bikes you rent from Uber to come, like, to use. I think they're renting the bike from Uber to come deliver my food. That was...
So that's a fail, right? Like, now you're hustling backwards, right? I feel like that's... Because if you got to pay to rent the bike to do the... I don't think that that's well thought out. Like, if you... First of all, if you don't even own a bicycle, why are you signing up to deliver things to anyone?
Because you can get a bike from Uber.
You can rent a bike. So,
I mean, Uber has a system where you can rent cars from them and use the cars to.
Right. So then rent a car. Why would you get, like, if I don't understand.
Credit's not good enough.
You have bicycle credit?
I don't know.
What is that?
You're asking. Wait, I'm sorry. You're the rideshare rant guy. Shouldn't you be telling me how this works?
Yes. You have to have a car. That's how it works. You get a car, and then you can do the job. If you have a bicycle, a skateboard, roller skates, you can't do the job. You can do something else.
Horse?
No! You need four doors and an engine.
Well, I feel like a horse, because you could deliver things if you were on horseback.
Concussions. You can deliver concussions because you are not in control of the device you're using to deliver your food. You pull up to somebody's house with their Chick-fil-A on top of a freaking horse. Car backfired. Now they got kicked in the face with nuggets everywhere. You can't. It's a disaster. You can't do it. It has to be a car. Right. Animals are unpredictable.
Well, I mean, they are.
Skateboards. You get acorn. Take you out. Now I'm not getting my food because you didn't scrape both your kneecaps clean off.
I've mentioned it before in an episode where, like, determination is a thing. I remember one Lyft driver got into an accident and they still delivered the food. So.
Oh, no. Yeah. If I get to an accident, I'm done for the day. Well, you got to call another Lyft because I'm going
to come get your food.
I'm about to push you and my car to your destination and then back home. Are you crazy? So, nah, man. It's got to be a car.
With California and their whole, you know.
I'm going to rent a bike so I can go deliver some food so I can make $3.50. Like, what kind of.
California.
You got to deliver 3,000 orders so you could make enough money to rent the bike for tomorrow. Like, it just. It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, the math is pretty wrong. But yeah, no. So California wants to make everything electric or green. And they're going to stop gas cars soon or selling of gas cars. You're fine because you have an electric spaceship for some reason.
Because gas went up to $7.
Yeah, it's still $7.
It became cheaper to pay a car note for an electric car than it was to put gas in the gas car.
That's sad. But, you know, so is life.
It's a depressing math problem.
So my thing is with the rickshaw guy, this dude delivering orders via bike, like, is that just the new norm for things to go?
I mean, bike delivery is a thing, right? Like, I saw a movie.
What, Jordan Gordon-Levitt, right?
Right, when he's on the fixie bike?
Yeah.
This is a thing. Like, that is different. The fact that he's renting a bike. Because the only reason it's dumb to me is because, like, clearly you're doing this to make money.
Right.
And you're spending the money to rent the bike. And, like, you don't make a lot of money delivering orders for Uber Eats or Lyft or whatever, DoorDash, whatever it is, right? Like, it's not it's if you listen to one of our previous episodes, it's like a teacher getting a job to be a teacher so you can buy an Escalade, right? Like, that you don't make a lot of money. Right. In this. It's a supplemental income job at best, or like a college kid job. Like, you know, it's not one of those things where you're gonna pay your mortgage off delivering Chick-fil-A.
You can't do that?
Not on a bicycle. Oh. No. You would need
to have, like, a fleet of delivery guys probably.
Correct.
Underneath you.
Or a kidnapper van full of, like.
Or a rickshaw.
No.
No?
That's worse than a bike.
You
can't coast in a rickshaw.
You cannot.
That was just three drunk people and a tire is what that was. I don't even understand how that happened. What I understand even less is how it made the news and into my feed.
Well, like social media.
What passes for news these days is...
That's a good question.
Absurd.
That's a good question, because I think every... Like, you can even see the, how certain topics I brought to you. Like, at first it was like, oh, cool, technology innovation kind of news headlines. And now we have people that are quitting their jobs on social media, and they have tons of following in the headlines.
Well, maybe you could dip the, you can quit your job and be a rickshaw driver. Set your own hours. Stay in shape. It doubles as like a fitness, you know, regimen.
Right, but you can't negotiate your own pay, and I think they take away all your PTO.
No, you can. If it's a rickshaw, like, so the Lyft, that's a total lie, right? You cannot ride, walk, carry a rickshaw, however, whatever the adjective is for rickshaw.
You can't operate a rickshaw.
You cannot operate a rickshaw okay. under Lyft. So you can negotiate your own time, and you have unlimited PTO because you are your own boss. It's you and your wagon.
Right.
And you can charge people whatever you want, right? Right. Like, you can charge them per step, per sweat molecule, per turned ankle, every time you step on a pothole. I don't know how you charge, but you know, you set your own rate. And if it's hot, you know, you got to pay double. If it's cold, they got to pay extra. If the temperature's just right, they get a discount. Downhill rides are cheaper.
So I got a question.
Uphill rides cost more.
As they should. What is with this blind following of social media stuff? Like, I guess it's always been around. Like, people just, oh, yeah, bandwagon. Let's all blindly follow whatever this post is. But, like, people really think this is a good idea. Like, they're praising this guy, and they're saying, oh, man, you guys are so cool for being down with it. And I'm just like, I don't get it. Like, I would think it's a madman running around at night getting ready to murder unsuspecting people who hop into the back of his rickshaw.
It's the one of the many gifts and curses of the internet, I think. I may have talked about this before, but, like, I feel like before the internet, if you were wrong, right, your group of friends, your mom, somebody would be like, nah, man, that's dumb. You're wrong. And you would, you know, your feelings would be hurt or whatever, and you would move on. Now when you're wrong, you'd be like, nah, I'm right. Watch, you go check the internet, and there's 400 people in Bangladesh that are also wrong, and they've got a Facebook page where all the wrong people get together and put on clothes and have little dumbass we're wrong meetings, and it allows people to validate their incorrectness, because being wrong is not a singular thing. Like, people make mistakes, people get stuff wrong all the time, but usually, you know, it gets corrected, and it's in a vacuum, you know, you're more willing to address it and change it if you're just like, well, if someone just tells you you're wrong and corrects you, and you can't turn to the internet to be like, no, I'm not wrong, and these, you know, all these other people are also wrong with me, therefore I'm right. The internet gives you, you know, it validates anything, because there's always someone, there's always a group of people out there that agree with you no matter how wrong you are. So it gives you this false sense of security that, like, you know, whatever I think is right, because I can find somebody else on the internet that also agrees with me or feels the same way, right? Like, the internet's great, right? I Google stuff daily and learn, you know, stuff that I didn't know, and, you know, I had to do something on my car. You can, you know, look up a YouTube video, watch somebody. Like, it is definitely a wonderful resource, but the other side of that is it, you know, it gives everybody a soapbox, right? Like, so all of the wrong people can band together and be wrong together and continue to be wrong and perpetuate their wrongness, you know, to the next generation of idiots coming up. And it snowballs, right? That's why it doesn't stop, because they'll start the Facebook page and they move it to Instagram, and then it becomes a TikTok trend. And it all started because they were wrong on MySpace and they met, you know, 37 years ago in a chat room.
Right.
So, you know, it's just one of the perils of the internet. You can get immediate or instant gratification or I don't know, like reinforcement or encouragement, no matter how wrong or off the wall or obscure you may be, you can find your group because the internet is vast and, you know, spans across the whole world. So, you know, I blame the internet, as I do for most things, but I love it and work, you know, I without the internet, I wouldn't have a job. So it's like, me blaming the internet doesn't mean, like, you know, I'm not trying to bastardize it or like, dude, unplug the internet, let's all go live in the forest. And I forget that, like, you know, I like video games, a strong Wi-Fi, central air. Like, I am all about society and technology. But, you know, everything in moderation and balance, right? You know, it's that it also, you know, technology breeds that culture of constantly looking for the fastest and easiest way to do things. And sometimes it's not always the best way, right? Like, as much as I love technology, I also love, you know, logging the hours manually sometimes, right? Like, for basketball, for example, I'm always going to use that as an example. If you've ever listened to the show, if I can work it in, I'm going to work it in. but, you know, for hooping, I liked learning how to play by going to different parks and getting beat. Mm. And then, like, you know, all right, well, that move didn't work, so I got to do it this way because you didn't fall for that. And then just, you know, just that trial and error of just trying different stuff and it not working. And then, you know, you go, you play in high school, you play in college, you get polished, people that have studied. But now, thanks to the internet, there's 4,012,000 trainers that have, you know, broken the game down to such a granular level that kids don't go out and do that manual. They don't go out to parks and play against other people and like, and develop their own style or their own game. They just watch, they just do the drill and they learn to move on YouTube. Then they go out and play somebody real and it doesn't work because they haven't watched all the drills on YouTube. And, you know, they're just out there playing defense based on, you know, their park experience, right? Like you have to play against the player. You don't just do the drill. You don't just do the move. And I feel like, you know, that's the, a result of taking the shortcut of like, you know, cutting out the 10,000 hours of just playing basketball and running drills instead. Like drills are helpful, but you gotta play. Like you gotta log the hours of actually doing it.
Gotcha.
And I think the internet and or technology is causing people to lose sight of that.
I can see that. For a second there, I thought you were going to digress into a dad's corner because it seemed like you were giving dad advice, because these are like life lessons. So same thing with schooling. Like, you know, you learn all this stuff with schools and then you go out into the real world and it's like, oh, I gotta apply this stuff. And it's not always as easy to apply it. So.
Yeah, no, it's very, very similar. It's like the Spanish you learn in schools, not the Spanish they speak in the places that they speak Spanish. I learned that the first time I went to Mexico. ¿Dónde está la biblioteca? What? Man, don't nobody talk like that. They look at you crazy. When you come speaking that Spanish to Spanish, you're better off speaking broken English to them or just pointing at stuff because that is not how they speak. And if you went and, you know, logged the hours and just talked to people or, you know, learned in real time, then you would develop a genuine accent and, you know, an actual appreciation for the language. Same thing for, you know, basketball or school or any other skill, right? Like there is value in manually doing, you know, the steps or learning and the trials and tribulations, the misses, the mistakes, like that. That's how you become a master of your craft or whatever it is. Those mistakes give you a better understanding of why you do things the way that you're supposed to do them, right? Like if somebody just tells you do it one way, you don't know why you don't do it the other way because you've never made that mistake. So you don't have the same full understanding as someone that's made the mistake and then done it the right way, as opposed to just being told what the right thing is all the time. And the internet is always just telling you the answer, right? Like it's never teaching you how to fish. It's always just giving you the fish. So you don't ever learn anything. And that's one of the downfalls of the shortcuts and the convenience of the internet or technology is that it's always immediately the fish. It's never the lesson on how to. Or if it is, you got to pay for that, right? That's when the subscription comes in. Like, you know, click here, sign up, and then we'll tell you exactly how to do it.
Right. That's how they get you. Well, shout out to the unnamed rickshaw driver. Thanks to Layla, the lying pregnant woman, for not giving his information out.
Wow. The lying pregnant woman?
Well, she's lying. The guy doesn't work for Lyft, obviously.
He's not going to give her a pass. She didn't have like mom brain and pregnancy brain. All kind of crazy stuff happens to you.
She has pregnancy brain. The crazy thing is she's at a club.
Right. But
as a pregnant woman.
We have not confirmed that she is lying is to knowingly mislead someone.
Oh, okay.
We don't know that she's lying. Maybe he really did convince her that he was a Lyft driver.
Right.
I don't know how, because you would have had to call a rickshaw from your phone via the app. But I'm just saying.
Dude, it didn't even look like he had the phone on him. He's wearing nothing.
Haven't done the due diligence to, without a shadow of a doubt, call her a liar, right? Mm. This is America. You are innocent and proven guilty unless you're black. Was she black?
She's black.
Oh, yeah, no, she's a liar.
On that note,
guilty.
There goes the runway.
Was America? I don't feel that way.
Right, no, I mean, but like...
In the analogy, it was a court of law. So if it's a court of law and it's a black person, we're not going to hear the case.
Yeah, right. Her and her boyfriend, her significant other.
Well, he's already in jail. So that's, you know, that's where the rickshaw was going. It was a prison rickshaw.
Well, you know, the one thing that they could have done, because this man was running topless,
with rickshaw. Are they not upset? What if it was a woman pulling a rickshaw and she was topless? Would the ladies be upset? She was dressed inappropriately to be rickshaw driving?
I don't know. That's a good callback to another podcast. So my thing is, like, they could at least got him a hoodie or something, right? I wonder if he listens to Head Above Hypocrisy. Why pulling the rickshaw?
Has a little Bluetooth speaker. He just plays the podcast.
Well, I episodes. Imagine it's just in his ears, and that's what keeps him going the whole time. Because this has to be his day job. Well, we'll never know. We don't know anything about this man because he is in Bakersfield, which I'm never going to.
You know, I don't think we can reach. I don't think we have service out there. I think he would have to drive to an actual city in order to hear the podcast.
Well, I mean, shout out for him keeping his...
But if they have internet out there, he should hit up the website and get himself a t-shirt at least. Maybe not a hoodie, though, because, like, rickshaw's a lot of work. You're going to sweat through that.
Mm.
Get him a t-shirt. Okay. And then the hoodie for after, because when he gets off work, I feel like... I wonder if he calls a rickshaw to take his rickshaw back home, or if he has to pull it all the way back. That's a terrible, terrible job. Then you gotta walk with the rickshaw all the way back. Or they do have the destination mode in the app. So I guess you just get somebody that lives next to you that needs a ride. You're like, hey, man, you just hop in my rickshaw.
Right. I'll
charge you half a step. I don't know what the pay scale is.
I don't know.
And then, like,
it's more than a teacher.
Do you get tenure? Like, if you get enough good rides, can you charge, like, three times per step as opposed to just a dollar per step? Like, I have so many questions. But I'm not going to ask them, because if I call Lyft and somebody pulls up in anything other than a car, we're going to have, I'm going to assume they're not for me, because I ordered a car because I use the app and my brain works. So. That wouldn't happen to me. If somebody pulled over, I would just say, oh, that's a very nice rickshaw. Can you please move? My Lyft is on the way. Just park it over there, sir. Walk it. Or maybe it collapses. Like one of them bikes, it folds up into a briefcase. Who knows? But I think you'd be better served putting turnips or something in it. Use it as a wheelbarrow. Turn it around the other way and be a gardener. I think it'd be more lucrative.
Your final thoughts on technology?
I love technology. It's great. But that doesn't mean don't, do the work, right? Like, just take the technology with you, do the work and bring your phone, but don't skip the work, right? Like, just, don't do the drill, play the game and then polish your game after you've developed it. If you start at the end, then you don't develop your own identity. And like, they're a player, you can, and like, the thing that sucks is I feel like there's players like that in the league that don't really have an identity to their game. They're good, but you can tell they're they're AAU drill heavy. That upbringing that was very, very structured, right? Cause that's the other thing. You can start kids so young now, with their training and all this structure. They don't have time to find themselves. They don't have any style. They don't get to, they don't get to develop. So that's the other thing that you lose out on if you rely solely on the internet. You don't get to add yourself to what you're building, because you're not taking the journey yourself. You're just, just reading somebody else's notes. But at the same time, I don't want to have to churn butter or make my own ice cream, or pull my own rickshaw for that matter. So I do appreciate, technology tenfold. I just also, appreciate the journey and the struggle as well. So. Balance in all things. It's always going to be that, right? You can never have, that's the one thing you never have too much of, right? Is balance. It's literally the only thing. But too much of anything is a bad thing, and not enough of anything is equally bad. So, balance, right? Not too much technology, and not too much manual labor either, because why would you want to, use a shovel if you got a jackhammer? Sorry, I'm not a handyman. I don't know how tools work. And I don't have a technology basketball analogy. So we're going to go with the jackhammer shovel. I'm sticking with it. I'm standing on it. On that note, all my construction workers and or handyman, hit me up, because clearly I don't know what I'm talking about. I need some help. I'm out.